Level O? Okay.
Fleetwood Mac on Giant FM WREB, Paul in studio with you on this Thursday morning. And joining us right now, Karen Martolio, Executive Director of Mental Health America of Putnam County. And Karen, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm glad that the weather, while we're supposed to get rain later today into the overnight, at least it's warm.
Exactly. We were talking right before we went on air how I'm from a colder weather climate, and I love Indiana. It's one of the reasons why I love living here. We have four seasons. Where I lived, it felt like we had, you know, winter and the 4th of July. So I could never figure out why, like, Halloween and Easter were so joyous. And, you know, you move somewhere where you can do Easter egg hunts and go out without a winter coat and a hat and, like, ski mittens for Halloween, right? So, like, the whole, you know, it's so nice, like, again, like, those childhood memories are of snowstorms instead of, like, you know, spring and fall like they are here. So I know people want it warm. I'm with you on that. But we were just talking about, and something that I thought we'd kind of segue into is, you know, there's seasons for a reason, obviously, and I know it's cold and kind of dreary, and I think that kind of forces us to kind of, you know, hole up and just rest, right? And I think a lot of times we have a hard time doing that, right? We feel like we have to go 100 miles an hour all the time. And I think this season is something that reminds us that we can take a breath.
I was born in Boston and grew up in Myrtle Beach, so you don't get the more different ends of the spectrum when it comes to weather. I appreciate I've been here in Indiana for 18 years, and I appreciate the four seasons. Uh-huh. And seeing that, wish we'd bypass the one winter, but I do appreciate that. But by the same token, I don't know anybody who, with the weather that we had a few weeks ago, where it was sub-zero and all the snow, many people who say, "Man, I hear Indiana is gorgeous this time of year."
Challenges, it doesn't last very long, so we don't get a chance to enjoy it. I know that sounds weird,
right?
But like, if it snowed and it stayed cold, and you know, we just let nature do its thing, we wouldn't have as much ice. Like, the snow would actually sublimate, so it goes from solid to, you know, it just goes into the air, and then you don't have like the mud and the mess, and it's a different environment when, you know, you get to be in tune with that kind of weather. And here, it's just so fleeting. We don't have that opportunity to, like, I mean, sure, we go, you know, you might go sledding, or, you know, if you're lucky or time it right, you could go to a ski area, right, you know, to enjoy that.
We not try at the fairgrounds. Not at the...
Well, I mean, how big is that hill? But yeah, I mean, and I think that's fun too, right? To find joy in activity. And the other thing I wanted to talk about today is just that connection between our physical health and our mental health.
Yep.
I think this really helps. And then it's so true. I think, you know, January, we hear all, right? Don't you hear all this, like, you know, get well, and gosh, my social media feeds are like, you know, like yoga and weight bearing exercises, and, you know, they know me, I need all that, right? but it's true, right? And it's a good thing, right? I think we should listen to make sure that you move your body this time of year. That's so important, because it releases those endorphins and that dopamine that you need when you get a workout, or you know, you get something, that physical release. There is such a tie with that brain chemistry. So it's super important that we take care of ourselves, mm-hmm. not only on a mental, you know, health basis, but then also, you know, physically. And then another thing that ties into is SAD, which is seasonal affective disorder. And that's punctuated by a bunch of different things, and it's actually a diagnosable condition. Some of the things that you might think of when you think of SET, well, obviously D for depression, but then anxiety, mood changes, right? So extreme changes in mood, or periods of mania in spring and summer, which, you know, maybe I have this. So because, you know, spring is just so, for me, it's like, wow. And then, you know, I think another thing that we need to do is give ourselves grace. I say that a lot, but I think that's so true. Like, you can just rest now, you know, and when spring comes, you don't have to go a million miles an hour, right? So make sure that you have self-care. But, you know, I had a friend who got injured this past week exercising, right? They slipped and fell, and it was like, man, you know, it just goes to show, with best intentions, right?
Right.
But, and I think that could have happened. It was a type of accident that could have happened in the summer as well. But another thing that is noted here are like sleep problems. So the desire to oversleep or difficulty staying awake, like when you're supposed to be awake, right? But disturbed sleep, or early morning waking, and I think that means like, you know, 3, 4, 5 o'clock, you know, much earlier. I mean, you have to get up early to be here.
Five.
But, yes. But some of us get to sleep in till like 6:30 or something, right? So however your cycle is, make sure that you're kind of on par with what you need, right? So if you feel like you need more sleep in the winter, there actually are some studies that reflect that. So, and I would even bet, even in sunnier locations like Florida, I think people still feel that. And I think part of it is our association with nature. You know, a lot of times we're disconnected with that.
Right.
Right. But we do know, and I love it. I love, love, love it now that the sun is out a little longer during the day. You know, those December and early January days where it just feels like we have like 9 hours of sunlight, right? So, well, maybe it's not quite that small, but it's not a lot, right? And I love that now. Even this morning I got up and it wasn't pitch black when I woke up. It was
right.
Like, this is nice. And a beautiful sunrise, by the way. I don't know if anybody saw that this morning. It was gorgeous. So taking those opportunities to engage in nature and even just notice it is really, really good for your mental health.
You guys have your Don't Dodge the Issues event coming up. And that will be at the YMCA this year on March 8th.
It is. We are so excited about it. And the reason we call it Don't Dodge the Issues, it is a mental health fair. I'm getting so many great responses from organizations that do mental health care and initiatives in our county. Shout out to Kelly Russ of EMS. They are working to get more information about services in conjunction with their services, so emergency management services on a mental health like basis. So, I mean, really great things happening. So she's going to be there and have a booth. We're going to have booth from providers in our area. It'll be great. And then the big thing, the reason we call it like, Don't Dodge the Issues, it's also a dodgeball tournament. So how fun is that? So you can form your teams now. Actually, you can form your team up to the day of the event. We'll try to squeeze you in. We like to have registrations by that week, so the first week of March. The YMCA is actually open on, I think they're having that open house. It must be that Sunday. But then we're the first event in that venue. We're
oh, that's
so
cool.
excited about it. And I mean, I think everybody just wants to come and check out the place. So if nothing else, come and check out the Y. See about the great information that we have. And then we're going to have a silent auction. We always have wonderful silent auction items. And then we'll have mental health. And then there are some prizes for the top two or three teams. So you might get prizes. And then we have a wonderful, huge trophy this year. So very excited about that.
And then for 5 years, you guys have had over 200 people on average attending and participating in this event. For those who are interested in either participating in the dodgeball tournament or just coming out, how can they get involved?
Best thing is to visit our website, mhaopc.org, and then you just add /dodgeball to get just to that dodgeball thing. But the information is there. I just looked at it the other day. For some reason, the YMCA is not coming up as the location there, but I'll get that there soon. And then if you want to register directly, you can use tinyurl.com/DDI dodgeball. So don't dodge the issues, dodgeball. So tinyurl.com slash DDI Dodgeball. And that has a lot of really great information, has a map to the location, and some information, and a place where you can register your team.
Then the last thing I wanted to talk to you about today was, as always, the Community Foundation is out and about and having some stakeholder meetings. And I remember one of the very first events that I covered after I transitioned over here was the annual report that the Community Foundation gives out. And I was glad to see that the issues in Putnam County are not just Putnam County issues, if that makes sense. Like the issues that we face, obviously we're not immune to, but it's the same issues that other counties, other cities and towns, our size, greater, smaller, doesn't matter, are facing. And that's, I hate to use the phrase, but it is what it is, a quote unquote drug epidemic in mental health.
And I don't think that's stigmatizing it. I think what it is it's identifying it and calling it out for what it is. I mean, there are mental health challenges in all of our society, and what we're doing is just calling that out. Just like, yes, and not only that, but, you know, erasing that stigma of it's okay to reach out and have help. I just heard a story on Tuesday about somebody who needs therapy, wouldn't go because they were embarrassed to be seen there. And I'm like, there was a story that I've heard that was similar, and the person went, and then they realized they recognized the next person.
Yeah.
Like the next patient, and they're like, oh, I'm not alone, right? This is, it does, it affects everybody. So you wouldn't feel awkward going to the doctor for a gash on your arm.
Right.
You should not feel guilty about going to see a counselor to help you through something. I mean, they have the skill sets not to just, like, you know, be forever having a counselor, right? That used to be kind of the mindset when you think about mental health help. And now it's changed, right? There are people who like that, want that, you know, that's a good mechanism for them. But so much of mental health supports now, and that industry, and I mean, that profession is helping you overcome and realizing how to cope yourself with these daily challenges that all of us really manage. Some people just have learned how to manage them correctly or better, and some people just, we don't have those skills, and it's okay to ask for help to find out what those are. So that's, it's just the mindset of it's fine to go, right?
Right.
And you don't have to go forever. Another statistic that I just read, I'd say in the last 6 months, is a lot of people who have like anxiety or depression that are mild can really be greatly benefited from even like 2 to 5 sessions with a counselor. It doesn't have to be like a whole year commitment, right? So there are wonderful resources. MHA, Mental Health America, is a fabulous like resource. I tell people to go to mhanational.org. It is loaded with information. I was reading actually from their website as we were talking about the seasonal affective disorder. There's prevention, symptoms, ways to cope, you know, resources. And then I do want to plug one of the things that we do with MHA too here in Putnam County is help you find those resources in our local area. And by local, I mean Putnam County. We have ties to, you know, Rochdale, Bainbridge, Cloverdale, all the way down to Spencer, all the way over to Hendricks County, up to, you know, the Crawfordsville area. So we really have a pulse on like mental health in our region. So we can help people find help.
And again, with the Community Foundation, they're holding some stakeholder meetings. How vital is it for your organization to have an ally like the Community Foundation?
Oh, it's so refreshing. We haven't had part of the struggle with a lot of nonprofits, and MHA is not alone in this, is we're tiny.
Yes.
We do what we do very well, but it's hard to get our feet under us and do a lot more. So one of the things that the foundation has also done, and we had a stakeholder meeting on Tuesday, and one of the ideas of what we could do is create like a list of people who are really concerned about mental health, substance use, and get volunteers to help either the organizations or like the foundation so that we can get these conversations going, right? We need voices. We need people who have, I mean, we have a lot of stakeholders, and that's that's wonderful. Those are the leaders. But what we had talked before we started on the show is we need people like you, listeners, who are passionate about certain things in your community. You know, we can direct you with how to put that effort forth. And that's great for your mental health too, right? Idleness, loneliness, they're something to combat, right? And,
right. And
this is a great way to get involved, have your opinions heard, and really make a difference to help our community address some of these societal needs, but especially mental health and substance use. Those are the, like, one of the top two that the foundation had had discovered in a community survey of what people thought was really an issue in our community. So huge, huge kudos to the foundation. They are doing such fabulous work. And I love it that they're a large enough organization. They can, you know, have this and track it, but I would encourage listeners to reach out to the foundation, reach out to MHA. We are plugged in with a lot of different sectors in our community. There's a thing called the PI Coalition, which is our local group that has small funds for the community. And we need more people and representation from a lot of different sectors in our community on that. And they specifically have mini grants for mental health and substance use within our community to help. Like, you know, if you have a whiz bang idea, we want to hear it. and that grant cycle is coming up soon. Foundation has a grant cycle that's coming up soon. So I can talk to people about, you know, ideas for our community and maybe, you know, at least suggest funding for that kind of thing. But MHA struggles with just having enough volunteers. So I have a volunteer with me today in the studio. Hi, Lizzie. And so, you know, wonderful people that can really help. And we just love that. And, you know, we'd love to have more help. So I guess that's the end of my plug. Thank you for that, Paul.
Well, a big way that people can get involved is the Don't Dodge the Issues Dodgeball Tournament, Mental Health Fair, March 8th. At the YMCA. And Karen, again, how can people get involved, whether it be the dodgeball tournament and health fair or just overall the initiative?
Our office is open most hours during weekdays, but you can always leave a message. That phone number is 765-653-3310. And our website has a ton of information on our events and just, you know, resources, and that's mhaopc.org.
Well, as always, I want to thank you for coming into the studio and talking a little bit about mental health and your organization here in Putnam County.
Yes, thank you so, so much for giving us this platform, Paul, and wish you a great rest of your week and month, and we'll see you back here at the end of February. We'll be in full swing for the event then. And just another segue, that March 8th is a Saturday, if that wasn't obvious. So, yep.
Well, again, thanks for coming in. And this afternoon, chance of rain this afternoon, overnight. And in the 10 o'clock hour, at the top of the hour, we'll have more on the news about the tragic situation out of Washington, D.C. last night, where I saw this morning, they don't believe there were any